It must be remembered, of course, the GAA had the infamous ban in vogue at the time. Rule 27, players were forbidden to attend rugby, soccer, cricket or hockey internationals or matches of that sort in Dublin. But it applied that particular year. I had refereed the Munster-Ulster drawn game the previous week, and the replay was in Croke Park. That morning, word had come to the Munster selectors that Dennis Bernard, Jim Brosnan and Mick Gould were reported to the Vigilante Committee for attending an international rugby match between Ireland and England in Lansdowne Road. And that put them into an awful situation because they were three leading players on the Munster team. But once they had been reported, it had to be investigated. Just when the two teams were to come on the field, Munster were out. The Ulster team were not on the field, so I ran over to the dressing room. And there, standing on a seat, was Eddie Devlin. And he was virtually in tears. And he was trying to tell the Ulster selectors that he did not attend any game in Lansdowne Road on that particular Saturday, which was the previous Saturday. So they weren't happy with his explanation that they said they would have to go without him. And Eddie Devlin pleaded with them. And he was a great nationalist. The whole family were great nationalists. And there was no way would he have gone to Lansdowne Road, he said. And he didn't, as subsequently proved. But anyway, Ulster took the field without Eddie Devlin and Munster won the game. Why was Eddie Devlin so adamant that he didn't attend the match? Because simply on the morning of the England-Ireland rugby match, Eddie Devlin was playing with UCD, his Dublin club, in Belfield. And Dr. Stewart, also former Dublin County Board chairman, he was at that particular match as well. And Eddie certainly, he got on his bike and he rode from Belfield on the way down to his digs in Lansdowne Road, around that area in Sandymount. And as they were coming out of the match, the spectators, who did Eddie meet but the three men from Munster? Gould, Bernard and Brosnan coming out of the rugby international. But the wheels were being put in motion because whoever reported the three players also reported Eddie Devlin as being at the match. And that's why Eddie Devlin the following Sunday for the replay was so annoyed and was adamant that he hadn't been at the rugby international and tried to explain that he met the three players coming out of the match as he was going down Lansdowne Road. But that didn't pacify the Ulster selectors. They insisted on him stepping down to allow a substitute in for him. Dr. Stewart did go to the Central Council meeting and did say that he was there, but the decision had been taken and they wouldn't reverse it. So Eddie Devlin had the stain of attending us a rugby international that he never attended and lost his chance of winning an interprovincial medal.
What about the other headlines of 1971? GAA President Pat Fanning spoke of the association's future after the ban on foreign games was removed.
Remember, we are going to reshape rather than alter our association. Let us welcome the challenge and meet it with the confidence born of past achievements and in the knowledge that the association's history is a record of advance in the face of adversity, of strength through a sense of purpose. And there, I believe, is the very heart of our faith in our association for tomorrow. Our constant commitment to an ideal, our faith in ourselves and in the cause we serve.
Well, I was noted for a lot of things, but I was certainly noted for the fact that I ignored the ban during my playing days. I was a member of the Iron Tennis Club, and they also had a football and cricket club there as well. So I used to play on the soccer team and also on the tennis team. And I even went as far as travelling to Carlow on one occasion to play in an AUL match against the Carlow team. And I had said to all the lads, in case I would be known, I was playing with Dublin at the time, I simply said, just call me John O'Callaghan, don't call me Sean, because they might associate me with the man who was Sean O'Callaghan. I played cricket as well with Iron, and I felt I was a very proficient player. I was one of those fellas probably that played all sports and did very well at them. If I said to my father one time, what would happen if I suspended? Listen, he said, as far as I'm concerned, whatever sport you want to play, go ahead and do it. I won't stop you. And playing soccer with Ayern, that's brought about a very interesting situation. I was on Sports Stadium at the time, and Phil Green was our soccer correspondent and also our soccer commentator. So I suggested one time, there were a lot of soccer players that I knew from the Sports Stadium, like Con Martin and Joey Haverty, Noel Kelly, players like that who were playing overseas, and they'd come over during the summer on holidays. And we organised a match between Ayern and these great internationals. And of course, Philip decided that he would play with the internationals because he would be the spokesman for soccer in the organisation. So anyway, we used to play those matches every Wednesday, and great matches there were. And I made a lot of friends with all these players, like Davy Welch of West Bromwich and the Head Waters. Paddy Waters was another great character. And I knew them all. And they always kept saying to me, that's the Dubliner. How are you able to play soccer now you're not banned or you're not breaking the ban rule? So I said, well, I'm taking a chance, but I enjoy it just the same.